Hate crime on Seattle's Capitol Hill got a lot of attention in 2014. In the first few minutes of the new year, an arsonist set a fire in a gay dance club with 750 people crowded inside. No one was hurt, but the gay community was shaken. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The arsonist got 10 years in federal prison for what was widely considered to be a hate crime against gay people. The arsonist told a judge that his action was fueled by alcohol, not hate. The King County Prosecutor's Office says arrests for hate crimes are up this year. Capitol Hill is a hot spot.
A lot of people who are walking around in the evening, whether it's Cal Anderson Park or are leaving nightclubs or restaurants or bars at night, feel more vulnerable than they ever have.
Louise Chernin is with the Greater Seattle Business Association. It's the region's gay chamber of commerce. Crime on Capitol Hill prompted Seattle police to put more patrols on the street, though mostly on weekends. Capitol Hill business owner Jennifer Dietrich decided to start patrols of her own.
I had been hearing about, several performer friends of mine being attacked, drag queens, various other people I knew, and I was getting increasingly angry about violence in Capitol Hill, and so I wanted to do something about it. So I thought, well, let's start a foot patrol.
Her effort made a media splash.
Recent violent attacks and gay bashings have motivated the neighborhood to take action.
But Dietrich's patrols never got off the ground. She never got enough volunteers to make the patrols happen.
I'm a little baffled, honestly, because I am constantly hearing people complain about the situation, but they're kind of more interested in complaining, I think, than they are in actually putting feet to pavement.
Dietrich sells makeup in a shop on Pike Street. She says she never sees police on patrol, even though she's often there at night. Seattle police say they do still have extra patrols on Capitol Hill, just not as many as they did earlier in the year. A spokesman for the nightclub Neighbors says they haven't had any other hate crimes since the New Year's Eve arson. They'll have beefed up security and expect a big crowd for this year's New Year's Eve party. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.